Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, we're going to move on. We've got new staff introductions. I know we've got Director Tom Kirschman with us and our Deputy Secretary Scott. Are you going to do those as well or just... And as they work their way up here, I do have an announcement to make. Today is Director Kirschman's birthday. So happy birthday.
Well, let's not talk about birthdays, shall we? Good afternoon, Commissioners and Secretary Roebling. And it's a great privilege for Scott and I to come up and tag team this one as we have the opportunity to introduce some new staff to our agency, which is always a fun thing to do, and pass along some congratulations. Congratulations to you as well as Chair and to the new Vice Chair, Commissioner Beast as well. Honestly, Madam Chair, I'm amazed that we're 2 hours and 11 minutes into this and nobody has mentioned the fact and the congratulations to the SDSU Jackrabbits for winning a national title. So I'm going to take that opportunity, if I may. I think Secretary Roebling will allow me that personal privilege there for one moment, but there's a lot of Jacks fans in here, so we're excited about that. In all seriousness, let's go to the task at hand here and introduce some new staff. And we are hopeful that they are all, or the vast majority, are joining us virtually today. We know we had a couple that probably were not going to be able to participate just because of some tasks and job responsibilities at hand to get the work done. And we sincerely appreciate their dedication. But I've got a short list, and I believe Scott has a short list there as well. So I'll go ahead and kick this off from the Wildlife Division. First, I'd like to introduce Nick Davis, who is our Regional Program Assistant down in our Region 3 office, which would be the Sioux Falls office. He will be working at the front desk and providing that lead customer service as we have folks that walk in or answering phone calls. Comes to us originally from Minnesota and has an environmental studies degree. Avid outdoor person, hunter. Big game and waterfall, and we're really excited to have Nick on staff at the Sioux Falls office. So congratulations to Nick in filling that position. The next person I'd like to introduce is Ryan Park, actually not a new member to GFMP. He's been on with our agency for a while. Oh, I'm sorry. Nick, are you on there that you could wave to the commissioners and the rest of the group? There he is. Good afternoon, Nick. Next one, Ryan Park. I don't see Ryan up there right now. Ryan is not new to the agency, but actually took a lateral transfer. He was our Habitat Program Manager in the central part of the state based out of the Chamberlain office, but recently accepted the same position over in Sioux Falls when that position was vacated by Ryan Windinger, who's now our Habitat Program Administrator. So we're excited to have Ryan and his expertise over in the southeast part of the state. Again, a person with a long history of doing habitat projects on our game production areas here in South Dakota, and so congratulations to Ryan. Next one is Nick Kaminsky. He is a wildlife damage specialist based out of our Webster office up in the northeast part of the state. Nick will be covering day in Marshall counties and comes to us recently from the great state of Wyoming over by Sundance. So Nick, are you on there? There you are. Very good. Welcome. The next one, Jake Wolf. He is our recently hired upland game wildlife biologist and will be stationed over in the Huron office. Comes to us from Lincoln, Nebraska, where he worked for the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission down there. Has some extensive experience in upland game management as well. Will be joining Alex Solom over in our Huron office, who's our senior upland game biologist. So welcome, Jake. Next one we have is Jennifer Buchanan, who is one of our wildlife diversity biologists based out of Rapid City. She has a degree from Emporia State University down in Kansas. And again, mentioned she will be one of our wildlife diversity biologists and also be doing some specific work on habitat in western South Dakota as well. Worked at Wisconsin DNR and has spent and is looking forward to joining our team and being out in South Dakota and really excited about being in the Black Hills region. So welcome, Jennifer. Next one we have is Kaylee DeVries, is a resource biologist out of the Rapid City office. Comes to us from the great state of Wyoming also. She has a master's from Black Hills State, where she worked on snakes, in fact. She also has worked some seasonal jobs for our agency as well, working on catching fawns and some other miscellaneous projects. So she's no stranger to our agency as well. So congratulations and welcome to Kaylee. And the last one under wildlife is another resource biologist in the Rapid City office, and that's Kylie Sinclair. Again, another employee that came from Wyoming. She did her master's on bighorn sheep in Utah and has recently worked down in Nebraska game and parks on some big game disease research. So, again, brings a wealth of talent and expertise to our agency, and look forward to having her as a resource biologist out in the Rapid City. So again, congratulations and welcome to Kylie as well. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Deputy Secretary Scott.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioners. Scott Simpson, Deputy Secretary / Director of Parks. In the middle of the transition right now, but I'm happy to be here today to introduce some of the new folks in the Parks Division. You can tell how enthusiastic they are by their wave. I noticed that some people weren't waving very actively, so I expect a lot of enthusiasm from the Parks folks on this one. So, anyway, have both hands, both feet. Old Captain 11. First up, we have Drew Wormadal, Park Maintenance Technician from Pelican Lake. Drew started in December after graduating from SDSU. I believe that this is his first foray into a permanent career, and he's attained a degree in conservation planning and park management. I'm sure happy to have Drew up there in Watertown. Next up, David Ewald, another park technician from Roy Lake. I didn't recognize David. I haven't had the privilege to meet him, but I did recognize Roy Lake up there. We got both hands. Good job, David. David started in December. He's transitioning out of the family dairy operation up there in Dade County. Anyone who's been around a dairy operation can probably understand how valuable some of that experience can be and what that brings to the park technician position. And we're real happy to have David. Welcome. Next up, Aaron Douglas, Interpretive Program Manager for Custer State Park. Look at that. See? You get those interp people, and they're enthusiastic. And Aaron came to us from Indiana State Parks, where he was a naturalist at Turkey Run State Park. Aaron is going to be filling a position vacated by Lydia Austin due to some reorganization that we had within the park. Lydia took a promotion. We wish her well, and we're very happy to have Aaron on board with us out in the park. Next up, Lily DeKnife, Service Forester at Custer State Park. Did I get it right, Lily? Close enough? Yeah. Lily transitioned, was working with Black Hills Electric. She graduated from Black Hills State in 2021 with a degree in environmental physical science. So really happy to have Lily on board as well. Final one is Aaron Botter. Aaron is a volunteer and events coordinator down in the southeast part of South Dakota. We'll call it District 8. Aaron has worked 6 summers for the parks. And has a ecology and environmental science degree from SDSU. Though Aaron is going to be stationed around Good Earth, he's going to be helping out down in Newton Hills and also down at the Adams Homestead. We have a pretty good volume of volunteers at those locations, and Aaron's going to lend some expertise in those areas. So welcome, Aaron. Appreciate you being here today. Madam Chair, that covers the list, and again, welcome to everyone. Congratulations again on the chairmanship.
Thank you very much. Congratulations to all the new hires and those that have moved and been shifted around. As a commission, we're excited to watch you do great things for